All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. All right, well, good evening. It is November 30th, and today's topic, we're talking about Omicron. I am your host, Doug Thornton. You're listening to the American Vindicta Show. We are in our second week of doing this so far, and having a lot of fun at it. I'll tell you what, trying to do a radio show is actually pretty hard. You have to, you know, really sit down and, for at least me anyways, I write a lot of notes for show notes. And eventually when I get the website up and running, you'll be able to see the show notes. And we'll start putting, you know, bits and pieces of clips on there and some video. And so the website's going to be pretty cool. I'm doing most of that myself, so I'll end up having to recruit an expert here eventually, but for right now, I'm just building it all myself, so it's kind of slow. But stick with me. I'm going to have a lot of content out there that you people are going to really like. So, let's get into it. Omicron. The Omicron variant has been first documented in South Africa. It's now spread to Europe, and I'm pretty sure that within, I don't know, a couple weeks, probably before Christmas, it'll be here in America. We'll have our first couple of cases, and then it'll skyrocket out of control, and all the mainstream media will report every hour upon the hour, every day, for about 3 or 4 months straight, how many people have Omicron, and you'll have every expert that the government can produce that will tell you how bad it is and how much different it is and how we should be taking it more seriously and how we should probably implement lockdowns and masks. I don't know. I can tell you this much, America. Lockdowns are probably coming back. I hope the mask thing is done with. I hope we have seen through the fallacy of wearing masks, but if you do feel that masks protect you, you know, if you feel you want to wear it, wear it. But I'm telling you right now, that thing does not protect you. Even from what we were told in the government, that COVID was getting through people's eyes. Yeah, I mean, just go outside in a full scuba suit. You'll be fine. Walk out there looking like you're on the lunar landing like an astronaut. You'll be fine. I don't know. Maybe we laugh a little bit too much at this, and at the same time, we take it a little bit too seriously, but we need to find a gentle mix of being able to laugh at ourselves and use comedy to help calm the hysteria. But we're getting to a point where it's no longer really funny. Omicron variant could be caused by mutations from previously vaccinated people. Well, isn't that just wonderful? Something that we have all speculated and heard for the last probably 6 months is when all these people who have caught COVID start to get all these different vaccines that we really don't know too much on, what could be the side effect? And it's strange whenever science disagrees with science. It seems like science has been fighting politics more than actually trying to bring us factual scientific evidence with scientific methods that are tested. So part of what the scientists are telling us is that COVID could be made worse through the vaccinations, and a new strain could be developed from it. We're also being told that COVID may also not really be affected by the vaccinations because we don't have the data to really prove it. You know, this type of data takes years and years and years of compiling evidence, And so for it to all be rushed and for the science to be that on par, that's cool, that's great, but I don't trust it. I didn't trust it when Trump came out with it, and I knew something was fishy. I definitely don't trust it under this leftist administration who says you need to get it or you're fired. But hey, on that note, big win for America. Once again, the left just took another punch right in the gut. Federal court blocks Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in all 50 states. Congratulations to all the nurses and doctors out there who have been holding out and who have not taken this draconian shot. So congratulations to all you. Looks like you didn't have to take it after all. But what about all you who did? What about all you who capitulated? All of you who stood upon your morals and were the holdouts who said, I'm not going to take the shot unless they mandate it and I'm going to lose my job. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you what to do medically, and I'm not going to. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your job professionally. But I can give you advice on what your morals and your own principles should be like in America. You should, if you feel like it, if you feel that you don't need to take the shot, you should have stuck with those morals and held out until the courts, like I have said multiple times, that the courts are eventually knocked this down because it's illegal. You can't mandate this. And, you know, I just see this as a win for America, but as a big loss for many people who were pressured through peer pressure or who are pressured from the companies they work for or from their supervisors to take the shot or you're going to be fired. You know, or, you know, take the shot or face paying $100 a week in COVID testing or more. That's very unfair when you think about that. And it just makes me realize where we're at in this country right now, where we're willing to throw away ourselves over a perceived thought of protection. Because the vaccines, we don't know if they protect you or not. I had some of my bosses who took the vaccine, got COVID, took the second vaccine, got COVID again. I didn't take the vaccine and didn't catch COVID. Not until very recently, probably, I don't know, about 4 months ago, I caught COVID. It was about 72 hours of being sick as a dog, and then I was good. I was really dragged down and tired for about 4 or 5 weeks afterwards. It took a real hit on my immune system and my energy, but after that, I mean, I was fine. Not everybody is like me, and I'm not like everybody else, so I'm not saying I'm Superman, but I've always had a really good immune system, and I take care of myself. So you just gotta, you know, sometimes tough it out, I think. You know, people didn't freak out when you caught the flu, so why'd you freak out over this? Once again, I think this was more about capitulation and control than it was about, you know, inoculations that could save lives. Because the lockdown did not save lives. The lockdown divided the country and it destroyed families. The lockdown and the policies that came from that were worse than COVID itself. The policies and the, I don't want to say dastardly deeds, but the wrong medical advice or the wrong medical procedures that were taking place in some hospitals and not, you know, the wrong medication being given or not allowing a patient to have the right medication cost lives more than COVID did. We have the ability to give people ivermectin, to give people all these different types of treatments that are out there, besides the things that the hospitals were telling you to do or the government was telling you to do, but yet they dang near made it impossible, illegal to some extent, I guess you could say, to even go around and circumvent the government's authority. What do? You know what I mean? Whenever the government says, nope, you can't take this medication, even though we're fairly certain it's going to work, we want you to take this medication, or we want you to try this. Well, what happens in America when I don't have my free will anymore? My free will to go to the doctor that I want, to have the health care that I want. If I'm paying for it, I want it. If I go to a pharmacy and say, hey, this doctor gave me the prescription for ivermectin, and three different pharmacies said, no, we're not going to give that to you, and you're forced to go to another state to get it, and that happened to a friend of mine. What do? And he was from California. He had to go to Arizona to get ivermectin. And you know what 60 tabs cost? Like $12. $12. I think there was obviously more to how we handled all of this than what meets the eye. I think there was a lot of backstage deals that were done than what we're being told. And I think we all believe that at this point. America, what do? Whenever they freak out again, when Operation Knee-Jerk Reaction happens again, they lock everything down again. You know what's going to happen? People are going to be really pissed about this, and we're going to have protests all over again. We're going to have people that are going to be staging walkouts. We're going to have companies that are going to start shutting down. Mom and pop shops that are trying to get back up on their feet are going to be affected by this again. Because at this rate, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I believe we're going to have another shutdown. Or lockdown, excuse me. I believe we're going to have another lockdown. It may not be as bad as the last one, but we probably still will. To some extent. I don't know, I think a lot of this nonsense can be avoided. I will tell you this much, your government's not here to help you, so help yourself. Stay healthy. Keep food and medication, and I believe in homeopathic medication. Keep forms of homeopathic medication stocked at your house. Have the ability to have what you need at your house so that whenever the panic buying starts and the fear-mongering starts, you don't get caught up at the stores. You don't get caught up in the melees and the crowds over Kleenexes and toilet paper. Go ahead and start preparing now. And I'm not saying take this next paycheck and put it towards everything that would be, you know, you need in your pantry or resupplies. I'm not saying that. You still need to live. And you still need to pay bills. But you should be putting back a nest egg of goods and materials, medications, a nest egg of money, food. Because we're always on the precipice here in this country of what is the next greatest tragedy, as it seems to be happening. I don't trust the Biden administration to make the right call for Americans. I think a lot of people who are listening right now probably agree with that. So, you know, just stay prepared. One good way to stay prepared is to have currency on hand. I think precious metals is a very good way to do that. I think cryptocurrency is a very good way to do that. I think having cash and coin on hand is a very good way to do that. I don't believe so much in keeping all of my money in my bank, mainly once again because, you know, the wrong hacker group can get to that bank and take it. The wrong government implication can happen and the government can take it. So if it's yours and you've worked hard for it, make sure you have access to it. So, going along with that, we're going up for our first break, and we will see you right after.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we are back. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Thank you for joining us this evening. So we're still talking about Omicron and possible government shutdowns. Just a quick recap, the federal court from Montana did come out and block Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in all 50 states, so congratulations on that. Let's talk about something that people love to hear in America. Let's talk about a conspiracy theory. I have a conspiracy theory. And I think there's some validity to it. We're going to talk about possible Chinese involvement. So I think there's a high probability that Beijing and their COVID outbreak and the world coming down on China, all the news coming down on China to include various Western governments may have made the gain-of-function laboratories that were out of Beijing be moved to South Africa. Why do I say that? Well, I think it's very unique timing for Omicron to be coming out of South Africa, when for almost a year we saw no COVID variant that was beknownst to us that came out of Africa. We had one that came from, obviously, China. We had another variant that came from Italy, that came from, I think it was Britain, at least Europe. We have one that originated here in America. So we never got to Epsilon, but we did have an Alpha, a Bravo, a Charlie, a Delta. Epsilon apparently never really manifested. Now we have Omicron. What is interesting about Omicron? Well, what's interesting about it, and it fits in with my conspiracy theory here, is that it's a vaccine resistant. I'm calling it a vaccine resistant. The news articles that I have been looking up from the CDC, from WHO, have said that it is immune resistant. So if it's immune system resistant, then you should say it's immune system resistant. Not just something like immune resistant. Is it vaccine resistant? Because what in the hell is immune resistant? I think it could be high probability it could be a vaccine resistant. Now, when you have all these different kinds of manufacturers who have produced their own COVID vaccination, and you got all this stuff mixing around the world, you have all these different mutations from the COVID strain mixing in with probably other different types of influenza or, you know, other different types of viruses that are out there, you're going to end up coming out with this Frankenstein-like monster of a virus. Or it could have been created and it could have been moved to South Africa. Now, the Chinese are very heavily interested through the Belt and Road Project in South Africa. They are all over the place in South Africa. I have a good friend of mine who's from South Africa who's told me about this for a couple years now. South Africa is a war zone, and there's not too much media that hits the western shores that's known about South Africa. So it's a very good place to hide insidious projects like gain-of-function experiments. It's one of those things where, like, do we really still trust Dr. Fauci? Do we really still trust China? And do we really still trust that these people aren't still doing gain-of-function research? Senator Rand Paul came out about a month ago against Dr. Fauci in Congress and scolded him very well and pretty much made him admit that gain-of-function research is still taking place. How much is the U.S. involvement? I don't know. But I know his involvement is probably still pretty high. Why is it that we can't get the truth? Why is it that CDC and WHO say two different things at some times? And then we have family practitioners, your family doctor, and people who are virologists, and they're all saying something different. They all say something different about the virus, and then they all say something different about the remedies for the virus. Now, be that as it may, I can understand that scientists all have their own different points of views, but some of these points of views are very radical. Shutting down economies and countries and telling people, you know, you can't even leave your house. That's not a doctor saying that. That's a politician saying that. So what gives the politicians the right, or the doctors the right, to shut down the entire country, to kill the economy, to divide the country, to scare the hell out of people? I don't know, it's very insidious to me. I'm sure that a lot of you see that as well. You know, we saw what happened in 2020 with the virus, along with the riots and the mobs and the political football that was the Trump-Biden political campaigns. It was a lot of things going on at once. And the difference between 2021 and 2020 is we don't have that political football. So now there's more chances for exposure of the truth for COVID, or at least for this variant, Omicron. So I hope that the people in alternative news who do their research, who are going out, and the journalists who are going out and actually, you know, gaining evidence and putting it out there for people to see, I hope you're not hindered. I hope you can still get out and do your job properly. Project Veritas, I'm going to give a big shout out to James O'Keefe. Project Veritas has been one of the leading edges of the sword when it comes to exposing all this stuff. And please check them out. Subscribe to them. They don't pay me to say that, but I have watched them for years, especially in law enforcement. We watch them all the time because they helped expose a lot of things from Antifa. So they're a great organization. Support them however you can. I think we're going to see a continued progress of Dr. Fauci and all these other government idiots that are going to go around on all the different news stations, and they're going to start to promote the fear, like they already are now. And we're going to have lockdowns again. That's what I see. And I see my conspiracy theory as this probably originated from a secondary research facility for China that is somewhere in South America. I personally believe China released it upon the world. No one can tell you the honest truth about that. China won't let anybody in so that you can actually do proper research and investigations on it. So what does that tell you? What are you hiding, China? Hey, if you made a mistake and you screwed up, people are forgiving enough to understand a mistake. People are adult enough to understand a mistake was made. None of us are perfect. However, we're talking about a communist government that wants world rule. They want to lead the New World Order. They want to kill Christianity, kill religion as it is. They have tens of thousands of people in concentration camps that are Muslim Uyghurs. Now, this is people who have active slaves in their country working in factories who are trying to promote war with the United States. And we're going to trust their opinion? We're going to trust that they're going to do the right thing? Give me a break. You don't believe that. I don't believe that. And the people in our government don't believe that. But the ones who go out and grandstand and promote China, keep your eye on them. There's probably a reason. There's probably a bank account linked to them somewhere. I don't want to get into that too much because speculation can turn to something completely different. I'm not trying to promote malice here, but it's not hard to see when George Soros funded 4 years worth of rioting and looting and mob activities that our same people within our government who are lock in step with George Soros and with China would then tell us the truth. Yeah, I don't believe that at all. So we're going to get to something very interesting. I'm done talking about Omicron. We need more information on it. Right now, everything is still speculation. And because it is speculation, that means nothing is law. So just understand that when Dr. Fauci says that science is law, that's a fallacy. Law is law, Dr. Fauci. The Constitution is law, not you. You're not the emperor of the United States. So CNBC's Jim Cramer has called for forced vaccinations by the U.S. military with the COVID vaccine. Now, I've heard a lot of these people in the media for the last year talk about how the government should force inoculations upon every American and every age group. Well, last year, Dr. Fauci, when the vaccines were being created, said that we should beware of these vaccines and the type of risk that they can give to the American people. And we need to wait for the research. Now he's also agreeing that everyone should be force inoculated. And then we have all these talking heads, all these media personalities who are coming out saying you should have a forced vaccination. If you don't, you're the enemy of the people. You're the enemy of the state. That we have a war in this country, and it's called COVID vaccine and people who refuse to take the vaccine. That's very interesting. You know what's so interesting about that? Is that our United States military is not a political football. We do still have posse comitatus on the books. So what would it take to get one of these people to tell the freaking truth and to stop peddling these lies? Because what I would like to know is who is telling you to come out and say that? Who's telling you, show me the emails, the text messages, and the phone calls, who is telling you to come out and say these moronic things? We should have the military lock up everybody, declare martial law, forced inoculations. You want to cause a damn war in this country? Because that's what you'll do. I have also been on my high horse for the last 3 years saying that we're going to be coming into some sort of a civil conflict in this country within the very near future that could possibly cause the next civil war. And I still agree with what I said. I haven't changed my mind. If anything, the way the politics look in this country and the way the people have acted in this country, I think we are on the path for the next civil conflict / civil war. Just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you're sitting at Dairy Queen and, you know, you're in your town of maybe 5,000 people, 10,000 people, and here comes the convoy of the U.S. military. Is it going to be the National Guard? Or is it going to be the U.S. military? Because you need to let me know which one. Because if it is the U.S. military, if the U.S. Army or the United States Marine Corps comes to my town setting up general population tents, the forced vaccination drive-through, well, what happens to all of us who say, screw that, we're not doing it, and I don't care whose military is in town? Are you going to get law enforcement to go around and carry that out too? I would like to think we'll have sheriffs who will not allow that within their county. I don't know. Once again, we're talking about speculation. But this is the path that they're on already. Already, there's another variant, and immediately the press is talking about forced vaccinations. Have the military do it. I'm going to play you a clip. I'm gonna let this idiot speak for himself. So this is a CNBC host Jim Cramer goes on psychotic rant calling for universal vaccine mandate enforced by the military. Let's hear it in Jim's own words.
Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake. But back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately. Because we knew that person could hurt other people. The common wheel was a common wheel. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick and get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
Thank you, Jim, for that stupid statement. We are all now dumber for having to listen to it. God help your soul, Jim. Well, there's not going to be a forced vaccination from the U.S. military. Mainly because I don't think the U.S. military would do that. I think that we would have field grade officers who would step in, hopefully, and say, sir or ma'am, that's not what the U.S. military is here to do. Now, in order for the U.S. military to be called in for something like that, a state of disaster nationwide would have to be declared. Just like whenever, you know, there's a really bad earthquake, hurricane, flood, tornado, fire, and the National Guard will be mobilized because of a state of emergency or a state of disaster has been declared. they're there to help people and to help the infrastructure and to help supplement the government while they're doing their job that they're paid to do, which is take care of the fire or whatever the natural disaster is. And that is not what is going to happen if the U.S. military gets pulled in to do forced vaccinations. I think the thing that Jim Cramer doesn't understand is that when you say you make the military give forced vaccinations, you will have to make the military go to every single person's house, drag them out of their house, and either give them the shot right then, right there, or bring these people to some sort of a center where shots, vaccinations, inoculations are distributed. We will just have to wait and see. Jim Cramer does not work for the U.S. government, even though apparently the mainstream media does. Would you put it past Biden to do it, though? Would you put it past Kamala Harris to do that, to use the U.S. military to declare a state of emergency in the United States and to lock everyone into their homes until the U.S. military comes door to door and gives your vaccine? What dangerous times we are in if that happens. Because everybody listening has that one neighbor. Everybody listening has that one area in your town where the crazies are. You think they're going there to give those forced vaccinations. You better go there with your guns out, because there are plenty of people in this country who will tell you that you ain't going to force vaccinate crap. You're not going to come to my house, pull me out of my house, breaking my Fourth Amendment, seizing me and giving me a vaccine. No, I think this is just, if we start hearing this mantra on all these different leftist-run media shows, then there's probably something in the works from the government. That's what I would say. I would tell you that we would be very, very, very shocked if Australia and New Zealand and Canada and all those forced vaccination implementations or the COVID nationwide lockdown, like I think what's also happening in Europe, if that happened in the United States and people allowed it to happen, I would be very, very shocked, because I don't think you're going to do that. Are you going to roll through the war zone that is Chicago and tell all the gangsters to stop shooting at each other, stand in line, and get your vaccine? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think there's a safe way that you could do that and involving U.S. military. I mean, you just have all different types of red flags that can happen off of that. I mean, if you have the U.S. military or even law enforcement forced to drag people out of their homes against their will for anything in this country, you're going to start a shooting war. You're just going to. It's going to lead to that. At least one small particular group of people will shoot at you for that. Sovereign citizens being one of them. So I don't see this as a smart move on the media to allow this guy to be out there talking about stuff like this, because also, you know, you could very well spin that one crazy person into a new dimension, and now that person goes on a shooting spree to stop the forced vaccinations or to, you know, spread more information about it. There's all different types of false flags that can come from something like this. But this stooge, Jim Cramer, I mean, I don't know. in Jim Cramer's world, I'm sure he makes a lot of sense. But in America, that's called being tyrannical. Yeah, we don't put up with tyrants too well in this country. Ask England. So I think Jim Cramer is asking for something that he doesn't know. I think he's barking up the wrong tree. Now, we already have enough problems in this country when it comes to the whole January 6th crap. We got enough problems politically. We got enough problems economically. We have a huge problem spiritually in this country. What we don't need is a new problem where you insert the military. Because that is martial law at that point. You know, if we're going to have martial law, then we might as well have the concentration camps. How do you think that's going to go over in this country? Imagine seeing, you know, driving down the highway, right out there in the middle of a field somewhere, and you see a giant military base that just popped up over the week, and now that's where everyone's being held who didn't want to take the shot. How do you stop the mass looting and home invasions? And who's responsible to protect the property after you rip people out of it? I see lawsuits for days if this happens. But at the same time, just like the win that we had with the federal court in Montana blocking Biden's vaccine mandate for all healthcare workers, those federal judges have power, and they can wield it responsibly and stop all this. Very few are. Very few have. And I applaud those that have. But we need to see more federal judges coming out saying that what's going on is unconstitutional. You can't force vaccinate. You can't bring the military in to force people out of their homes to force vaccinate. You know, I mean, that's stirring up a lot of trouble. That's a lot of trouble that you're stirring up. You know, especially we're fixing to go into another holiday and you're already talking about this stuff. To me, that tells me that this is what they're planning for the future. I think 2021, if this Omicron thing continues, and we'll probably have another variant. You know, it's not a far cry to say Omicron gets the United States, and then we have the next variant that's even worse, it's more virulent, spreads faster. You know, this cycle just doesn't end. There's always some new strain. There's always a new boogeyman to listen to. There's always a new thing to be worried about. I don't believe the lies. Don't believe the hype. Nobody is liquefying from the inside and melting from this virus. So why in the hell are we choosing to do that to our economy and to our normal way of life? Once again, I think this just comes down to an element of control. They want to control you. They want to control your mind. They want to control your feelings. They want you to feel that you are afraid. They want to take away any security that you have or any normality that you have so that you're reliant upon them, the government. And they want to take away your individual rights. That is where we're at. That is what we're looking at. What's happening in South Africa with this Omicron thing, they're still not telling you what's coming across the southern border. There's still plenty of worse contagions coming across the southern border. Last time I was on the southern border was 2018. We were exposed to tuberculosis, the plague. There were supposed accounts of Ebola, all different types of, you know, flu-like symptoms of people. There was a weird fungal disease thing that was eating people. Just people would have this, whatever you would call it, this fungal thing on their arm, and it would spread immediately into their blood system, and then that part of their arm would have to be amputated, and then it would spread up to the elbow, and then that would have to be amputated. Then it would spread up to the shoulder, the entire arm amputated, and then would get into the chest cavity, dead. There's a hospital in El Paso that we were bringing people to that saw this, that worked on these patients. You never heard it in the media. There's worse stuff out there. There's still the chance for bioterrorism. I think we get caught up on COVID, and I believe, in my heart of hearts, COVID was a unique time. It was a unique virus that was hyped up to the point that the government said that through the emergency powers that they've granted themselves, that they can subvert your rights, take away your personal freedoms, make businesses shut down permanently that were not the big box stores that don't, you know, contribute to DC. They divided families. They turned people against one another. They made us all look like clowns in front of the international stage. We looked weak. Weak. And they showed just how quickly Americans will capitulate so that they can get somewhat back to normal. How many months were movie theaters, you know, shut down? How many months were sports shut down or schools shut down? Or you had to wait in long lines just to go grocery shopping? I do not want to go back to that, and I know you don't either. I don't want our trucking industry to be grossly affected by it. I don't want law enforcement going around harassing people who refuse to wear a mask or refuse to stay inside. We need to really stop and think about this, America, because we're allowing ourselves to be manipulated and subverted and controlled. We need to put our foot down, and we need to stop what's going on. And with that being said, please stand by for a word from our sponsors.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position. Really, for the first time in our history, we're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And we're back. So for the closing, I'd just like to say this. Right now in America, we have choices to make. We can speak as one unified group of people who believe in the American dream, or we can try to stand divided and watch the elite come after every one of us. And standing divided, even though we are unique, we are weaker because we decided to divide ourselves amongst each other because of different points of view. Our point of view as Americans should be this. The Constitution of the United States is the law of the land. The Bill of Rights shall not be infringed, to include the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. The government is not a dictatorial, tyrannical form of government. It is a republic that we the people control, that we the people vote in our electors to speak on our behalf. And our government should only be out there defending America from its enemies that are foreign and those who are trying to subvert the United States Constitution from within. We need to be harder than ever on our politicians. We need to be more stern than ever on the people that we elect, because they are misrepresenting what we have elected them to do. If we go through another shutdown, our economy will not bounce back. If we go through another lockdown, more innocent people are going to be harmed or die. And this country will be divided even more. We need a strong, unified America, period. We do not need a weakened and divided America. The enemies from the outside are circling us right now, waiting for the proper time to strike. If I were given the ability to tell our politicians anything, it would be that. It would be that I expect you to do your damn job, not your own personal interest. I expect you to protect us, but not overwhelm us with rules and laws and regulations. I think it's time that we start to be a little bit more stern on our politicians. And just like when I was in law enforcement, when I was in military, when I issue an order, I do not simply expect immediate compliance. I demand it. Is there anything I have said that is less than clear, less than precise, open for interpretation? America, we do not have the time or resources to waste on disciplinary actions on our politicians. However, I would say this, do not fail us again. By 2022, I would expect the American people to have aligned finally and to start throwing out all of the politicians who have harmed this country and to demand justice, real justice. If we don't, we are going to lose this country. If we allow another 4 years of Democratic rule, we may not bounce back. It's only been 11 months of Biden been in office. We're almost $50 trillion in debt. A large portion of the workforce is being told that you're either going to be fired or you're going to have to quit if you don't take a shot. Politics is dividing our country. That's not what politics were designed to do. Be careful of who you select, because they are selected and they need to be reminded that we select them. Everybody, please stay safe, stay prayed up, and stay prepared. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.